Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
I'm going to start with Monday Night Football, which to me was a very juicy, a very entertaining game between the Seattle Seahawks and the Minnesota Vikings, a game in which Seattle finds a way to win back and forth, topsy-turvy, up and down, 37-30 win over the Minnesota Vikings. And it's a game early where you thought Minnesota was in great shape of having a chance to go on the road and win this game outright. They scored on their first possession with a Dalvin Cook touchdown. It made it look too easy. They had a 17-10 lead going into the locker room, and they can be very thankful for the fact that they had the pick six, one of the weirder plays you'll see in the NFL this year. Russell Wilson getting batted at the line of scrimmage. Wilson, instead of catching it, basically backs it back up again, and it goes right into the hands of Harris, and he takes it to the house. Vikings had this game right there for the taking. The biggest problem Minnesota ran into is that their defense had absolutely no answer for what Seattle was able to do running the football. Seattle had the two-headed monster going of Carson and Penny, and they ran for basically 176 yards between the two. Carson going for over 100, Penny going for over 70. Seattle can beat you in so many different ways, and their rushing attack was dominant throughout this game and really took over this game in the second half. You get the bomb from Russell Wilson, and at 34-17, with no Dalvin Cook, with no Adam Thielen, I thought the Vikings, as someone who held a Seattle -3 ticket, was going to be cruising on easy street for a good majority of this fourth quarter. That was simply not the case. And that's where I'm going to actually come to the defense of Kirk Cousins. And I don't do this very often. Kirk Cousins is not a big game quarterback. Kirk Cousins remains winless on Monday Night Football. But you can't honestly look at this game and his performance and say, well, he's the reason the Vikings lost the game. I can't do that when Minnesota defensively gives up 37 points, when Minnesota gives up 218 rushing yards, and when Seattle basically has the ball the entirety of this game, running it down their throat, controlling the line of scrimmage. This is not a game to me that falls at the footsteps of Kirk Cousins, who throws for 276 yards, throws two touchdowns, throws the interception, which is costly. The fumble obviously was costly in the second half as well. This is not one of those referendums, though, on Cousins. I've seen plenty of those games in big situations. Last year he had one in Seattle. He had one in Week 17 as a member of the Washington Redskins. Win or go to the playoffs, lose, you go home, and late an egg against a Giant team under Ben McAdoo that had nothing to play for. Those are games where you can hold Kirk Cousins' feet to the fire. Last year, Week 17 against the Chicago Bears, you can hold Kirk Cousins' feet to the fire. Not going to do that when a guy throws for 276 yards. Yes, final possession of the game. Down four. Chance to win it. He doesn't get it done. Scored 30 points in the game. Was down 17. Showed you the sort of fight I would be looking for if I'm a Viking fan. But again, this is my overall takeaway with the Vikings. They're good. They're not elite. Not just because of the quarterback. These other teams just a little bit better. San Francisco is better. The New Orleans Saints are better. The Seattle Seahawks, because of the special it factor of Russell Wilson, they're better. Minnesota's probably going to end up as a wild card team. And you're probably going to end up with the Vikings and the Packers, more than likely, playing at Lambeau Field. Because the Packers schedule, if you haven't taken a look, it is easy, to say the least. As Dickie V loves to say, it's Cupcake City over the final four games of the year. Green Bay should find a way to win a division title. And I think they'll probably be entrenched and locked in that number three seed. NFC playoffs is going to be damn good, though. You got New Orleans. You got San Francisco. You got Seattle. You got Minnesota and Green Bay. And then whoever wins the NFC East, somebody's got to win it. Sign me up right now for that field of six. But if you're going to ask me who's going to find their way to the top, the three best teams in the NFC, I've been saying it now for the last 2 weeks, the Niners, the Saints, and the Seahawks, in some order. And the reason this game was so imperative from a Seattle standpoint, they want that number one or number two seed. They are a completely different team when teams got to come to that Pacific Northwest and they got to deal with that home crowd and that home field advantage. That's as good a home field advantage as you're going to find in a sport. It's loud. It's rocking. It's an environment. Seattle's got to keep pushing. They got to keep winning. And they won't have an easy task on Sunday night on the road against the LA Rams. A couple of real juicy games right out of the gate next Sunday. I can't freaking wait. From New Orleans and San Francisco to Kansas City taking on New England. Seattle and the LA Rams, a damn good game too. Ravens-Bills is pretty spunky. Titans and Raiders is pretty spunky. It's got a chance to be one of the best football Sundays, hopefully, of the year. And unfortunately, we have two situations here in New York where you go up and down the league like I just did, and you're like, wow, I'm excited about this game. Oh, I'm excited about that game. Man, I can't wait to watch this. I can't wait to watch that. And then you have the situation going on with the New York Giants. Let's call it like it is. The New York Giants might be the worst team in the NFL. That is, I know, very, very hard for a lot of you to imagine. But reality is reality. Yeah, you can make the argument the Giants maybe have a smidge more talent than a team like Washington or a team like Miami. I mean, Miami basically gutted their entire team. I would hope that they'd have more talent than a team like Miami. Miami's better coached. Miami's playing a heck of a lot harder. Miami has played spirited football down a stretch. They can at least sell you on the idea that they are an improving organization. And that brings me to Pat Shurmur, what's going on with the New York Giants. Yeah, he's somewhat of a sacrificial lamb because there isn't a whole lot to work with here. But ultimately, as a head coach, you are judged on that win-loss record. It's really that simple. And when you have a win-loss record of 17 and 40-something, you can't expect to survive. You can't expect the Giants to basically say, oh, because we're playing a rookie quarterback, that will be the mulligan that you deserve in order to come back for your third year coaching the team. The way I would see it, the Giants aren't taking strides in a positive direction. I think it's going the other way. I think the Giants are taking more and more strides in a negative direction, with each passing week. So if I'm ownership and I'm watching that on a week in and week out basis, how exactly am I telling my fans? And what fan right now would be listening and saying, you know what, JJ? I think that Pat Shurmur has really got something. I think that Pat Shurmur is the right man to lead the Giants, the right man to coach Daniel Jones, the guy who is going to get this franchise out of the mess it's currently in. And don't minimize the mess. Since the start of the 2017 season, the New York Giants, they have the worst record in the entire NFL. The New York Football Giants. Let that sink in. Not the Browns, not the tanking Miami Dolphins, not the Arizona Cardinals, the New York Giants. When it's that bad, regardless of the amount of time you've given a head coach, you have to think about change. And it's the right thing to do. There's no justification at this point for Pat Shurmur coaching a third year. And I don't know about you guys. A win over the Redskins, a win over the Dolphins, even a win, let's say, over the Philadelphia Eagles, whether it's Monday night or the last game of the year, I don't care when it is. That all of a sudden is going to be the progress you need to say, you know what? We got the right man for the job. Not my estimation. I got a head coach just selling you on the fact that progress is being made. You guys are watching the same games I'm watching Sunday after Sunday. Where exactly is it? Then after the game, it comes across as an excuse maker. As a guy totally out of touch to what's going on with his situation. The line of the week was, well, we know there were three interceptions for Daniel Jones. But hey, he didn't fumble the football. Give me a break. Giants need a proven winner. To change this sort of awful culture that they're dealing with, they need a guy who's done it before. Because right now I know what the resume is for Pat Shurmur. It's ugly. It's subpar. It's unacceptable. And nothing that I can see over these final four games is going to sell me on the fact that this man should be back coaching another season. You hate to be in that boat again if you're the New York Giants. But when you lose eight straight games, when you really should be a one-win team, when you look and feel like the worst team in the NFL, forget about the fact that you're playing a rookie quarterback. It's not an excuse. You're the worst team in the league. You're trending in the wrong direction. Listen to Pat Shurmur on Sunday. You know, I heard Kotai mentioned with Adam Gase a couple weeks ago. That was a Kotai-like press conference for what should be the proud New York Football Giants. Anything but proud these days.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.